And from the wide open spaces of the Grand Canyon to the urban jungle. That is the cry of a red-tailed hawk. While the species is considered the most common hawk in North America, we've got a story now about a rather uncommon red-tailed hawk, a celebrity raptor named Pale Male, who's got his own Wikipedia page, a documentary, has appeared in Vanity Fair, the New York Post, and on Network News. He's got a view of Central Park from his nest on the Upper East Side of Manhattan. Joining us for an update is Vicky Croak, animal reporter for the Wildlife Blog. And Vicky, you visited his nest recently. How's he doing?
Pale Male is doing really well. He's about 24 years old now, which is nice and old, distinguished for a red-tailed hawk. Most of them, 75-80% of wild red-tailed hawks don't make it to the age of two. And we know from another bird banding study, out of 5,000 birds, only 11 of them made it to the age of 20. We know they can live into their late 20s. We hope that for Pale Male.
But life is good on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, it sounds like, for Pale Male.
Plenty of nice fat pigeons and rats for him.
Well, who is trying to keep Pale Male going strong? Are there people that are looking out for him?
His biographer, a great birder and writer that I adore, is Marie Wynn. And she's definitely rooting for him. And she describes Pale Male and his longevity in very heroic terms.
Well, the females have had a variety of sad endings. They were poisoned. They disappeared, they died of old age or so on. Pale Male, our hero, goes on forever. He is still around. He is still fathering young hawks. I don't imagine that he will ever leave. He may be a mythical figure. So he's a venerable guy, but this does not somehow stunt his sex life. Let's put it that way.
His sex life?
Well, you know, Jeremy, this is New York City, and there isn't much privacy for a really healthy hawk. So he's been observed courting females by bringing them, you know, not boxes of chocolates, but dead pigeons. And the matings with them, they're 10 seconds. They're not long, but they're important, and they've been no secret either. Marie says, however, that his lovemaking isn't stopping traffic anymore.
He was famous during the period when they were having young on in public and making out on the TV antennas, and there was a whole group of people. Everything converged at that time. I don't think his fame is now the same. I don't think he is the Elvis Presley of the bird world of Central Park. He should be. I mean, he's just an incredible guy.
So not the Elvis Presley anymore, but he's still active.
He is on his eighth mate, who is appropriately named Octavia. And red tails are basically sequentially monogamous.
I guess we should have put a warning at the top of the story that we were going to be talking about mating for very many minutes. But what made Pale Male so famous?
I think whenever people get to know any animal, they fall in love with them. But Pale Male really is a unique bird. First of all, his coloring, which is unusually pale. But he's got this fascinating story, which is that he was first spotted in New York in 1991 and was the first red tail to nest in Central Park. And then with his mate, twig by twig, he built what would become this 400-pound massive nest on a prestigious 12-story cooperative apartment on Fifth Avenue. By the way, these huge nests that red tails make, I mean, the red tails themselves are way less than 3 pounds each. So it's an incredible heroic feat in itself. But Pale Male's been seen doing everything, the mating. He's a super dad. He's very scrupulous about feeding his young. And by some counts, he's up to about 38 offspring at this point. But his story became larger than life when his nest was taken away by the occupants of that building on Fifth Avenue. And it happened twice. So famous people lived there then, and they played active roles. Paula Zahn is a TV anchor. Her husband was on the board that evicted Pale Male. Mm. And Mary Tyler Moore, of course, was sympathetic to Pale Male and to the birders. And also Woody Allen was living right next door, and Pale Male spent a lot of time on Woody's balcony.
Yeah, I remember seeing the nest right up there. Sometimes when I would walk through that neighborhood on the Upper East Side, you could see the nest right above the window of that building looking over Central Park. But aren't there protections for these birds?
There are. The Migratory Bird Treaty Act is a really important one, and it does protect them. But the board thought that they had found a kind of loophole in those protections. and they removed the nest in 2004 when it was inactive. Pale male's offspring had flown away. The birders disagreed with their decision and with their interpretation of the law, and the board had no idea how vocal and widespread pale male supporters were. The board quickly conceded, and they set up a structure returning the nest to its spot, which was a perfectly positioned location. And you've seen it, Jeremy. It's high, high up with great views of the park and protected from wind and rain.
So today, if you wanted to go and see pale male, you could still just walk through the park and take a look over at that building and you'd see his nest?
We just went to visit him. He's around over the skies of Central Park. A friend of Marie had just bumped into him a few days before I was there. I did see pale male's wonderful nest, but when you know, the day that I went, Jeremy, pale male wasn't home.
Oh.
It's just not an active time with his babies. But Marie encourages anyone who visits New York to do a little birding in Central Park. When you're looking for birds there, really, the park is so enchanted. I experienced myself with her. And if you find yourself at the Model Boat Pond, which I'm sure you know, just look across Fifth Avenue and above the tree line, you'll find pale male's nest. Redtails reuse their nests, and you may just see him in the air. That's still his territory, and he's a resident, a pretty famous one.
Vicky Croak, who covers the animal kingdom for us at Here and Now, and you can see more of Vicky's work at our wildlife blog, and we'll link to that at hereandnow.org. Vicky, thanks so much.
Thank you, Jeremy.
And Robin, a lot of people, whether they have the Elvis of the red-tailed hawks or not, a lot of people do have hawks in their area that they can see.
Here in this area, people loved Ruby and Buzz. Of course, we lost Ruby a while back. She ate something poison. But tell us if you have a pair in your neighborhood.
Tweet us the pictures at Here and Now. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.